there's another one that used to be sheriff there at Morganton. He was a Miller. He was a Connolly. Robinson, your granddad and him is real big buddies. He was a cook in our outfit. He used to be a moonshiner. your granddad and him come to and camp together. And there's another one over there in North Carolina. He's still living. Your granddaddy brought him in here two or three times. He's got cancer. No, he don't live in Morgan now. He lives on up in I must say something like West of Salem or something like that. I might be wrong. And there's another one lives over there. There's two of them he brought them in one time. One of them come once and one of them come twice or three times. If I had my book, I could find it, but I hadn't got it in here. Can you wait? John Rivers. R-E-A-V-I-S. He's from Burlington, North Carolina. The other one is, wait just a minute. Enscore, Roy L. Enscore. He's from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And Rivers, he's the one that's got cancer. He had cancer for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Derwood Holder, have you got him? No, he's from Roanoke, Virginia. Holder, wait just a minute, I find it here. H-O-L-D-E-R, Derwood. Love them, the paper that I sent you copied off there. Some of them's still living and some of them have passed away. That Murphy, Fred Murphy, he was from Nashville, Tennessee. Connie Miller, he's from Danvers, Tennessee. And there wasn't too many from North Carolina. That's the truth, I'm telling you. That's all I see on this paper now. On the back, most of them, you know, deceased on that paper, that paper that you copied off. Now, he lives down there next to McCorkle. And he lives in Bethel Springs, Tennessee. McCorkle lived in, I don't see it in my car. Well, now, I called him, I thought his wife sent me a picture. He sent me a picture just before he died. He was a staff sergeant. He's one of our sergeants. Now, he came in at the cadre, you know, and I talked to him, and he was one of the older ones. And he didn't remember nobody but one guy, and he was from Memphis. He didn't remember me, but I never did talk to him much. See, we was in sections, you know. Rock and I was in the small arm section, and these guys was in, say, instruments or automotive or service and supply or something like that. You hardly ever, they were 16 guys in mine Rafa's section. We had two trucks, and there was eight to a truck. And that was our section. And I had a picture of the day the war was over that really it painted out. I don't know whether you can bring it out or not. It was on the print or whatever it was, wasn't good. And it showed the boys that was in our section. The whole bunch was in our section. But you can't hardly see it. Neil Knowles now, he was our sergeant when we first went in, and he shot himself. He got busted in VOLC, Williams. Yeah. And he shot himself after he went back to I never did get in contact with him after we come home. Now, a lot of them I've got contact with. Now, there's a boy there from, I saw, Sage Boy. I stayed in contact with him for years. And I send a Christmas card every year. And I never did get more Christmas cards, and I send another one and ask if he's tax away or something, and I just hear from him.